Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. The godly talking. What's a seemingly small thing? The godly talking. Then those who fear the Lord, there's the godly, then those who fear the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard, and so on. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. A seemingly trivial thing, small thing, the godly talking. But in the Old Covenant, let's remind ourselves, that's where we are with Malachi. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 to 21, for example, in other places. Israel was commanded by God as part of the covenant to keep the covenant and the commandments in their conversation, to paste it up on the walls, the commandments and so on, so they could see the commandments and remind themselves of the covenant, and to talk with each other and talk about them when they're traveling and so on. The godly were meant to talk to each other in a spiritual way about the covenant and God's word. And what about the new covenant? What about the new covenant? Well, God established ecclesia. The ecclesia, the churches. Why? Let us draw near to God and so on. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, and then we get this. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Spur one another by talking to each other, encouraging each other. Let us not give up meeting together. This text is so abused. It's been reduced to attend chapel and sit in a pew. No. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. That doesn't mean sit in the pew and encourage the pastor. It means encourage each believer encouraging other believers as priests of the Lord, the ministers of God. All of us, the priesthood of all believers, and those that fear the Lord, talk with each other. They did in the Old Covenant and we do in the New. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, each part supplying this ministry to each other. Read it and see, Ephesians 4, verse 11 and onward. What were they? Who were they we're talking about? They feared, they reverenced, they glorified, they esteemed, they worshipped, they obeyed, they honored God. That's what we're talking about. Here are the men and women, young people, who fear God. They reverence him, they glorify him. They think highly of him. That's too weak. They worship him. They obey him. They honor him. And what do? Well, they're not just taken up, as it were, with God, but they mutually encouraging, talking with each other. Now, what are they talking about? Well, recipes and sport and money and health. Well, I'm not saying we can't talk about those things, but my friend, they're talking spiritually, aren't they? Deuteronomy 11 again, I remind you. The commandments, the covenant, the ways of God. And what's the point here? What's God's part here? Well, as we've seen with Judah in the days of Malachi, God can hear every word. He can read every heart. And as we see here, he listens to us when we gather together, brothers and sisters, and when we encourage each other. He listens, he's interested, he takes note, he remembers, he loves, I believe, he wants it. The Lord listened. The Lord heard. He took knowledge of it. Is this the spirit of the churches today? Or is it a place to go as a spectator, as an observer, just a supporter, as it were? That's what Rome did in Christendom. It reduced this part of the believers, if they were believers, or not that they were, but it reduced it to just watching, observing the spectators, watching the priests work. I'm afraid there's too much in the nonconformists today, amongst the evangelicals, of observing the great players do their work. No, Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together, Christ is there. This is the Spirit. And what are they there for? To mutually encourage each other in the ways of God. God is present there. Jesus is present there. Then those who feared the Lord, they who feared the Lord, talked with each other, and the Lord listened, and the Lord heard. And I believe we can say the Lord was pleased. Is he pleased with you, brother? Is he pleased with you? Do you ever say anything that will glorify God and edify your fellow believers? Can we ever say anything? Do we ever say anything? Are we ever saying anything? Are we ever being anything that would encourage some poor sinner to flee to Christ?